hello and welcome to another episode of Trash TV. I'm Tot.
I'm Rachel.
And today we are recapping Bachelor Tell All, Woman Tell All.
The WTA.
WTA. What the?
Yeah.
What the? That's it.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways, this was an interesting episode. Like, I was here for it. It was nice that they also kind of followed up with the rose ceremony, so we were all caught up for next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Resolved all that in like 2 minutes.
Literally. Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
Hey, did you prefer the Love is Blind reunion or the Women Tell All?
Ugh. Probably the Love is Blind.
I think so too.
Because we did get more juicy tea, I feel like, with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got more new stuff with the reunion, even though we were missing some stuff. This one, it's a little more like filler.
Got nothing.
Repetitive.
Yeah. It was, okay, we'll get into it for sure. before we get into it, really quickly, we have some business per usual. You can find us on Trash TV Pod on Instagram, and then on Twitter, you can find us at Trash TV Reacts. Also, please feel free to always like DM us, leave a message, let us know how you feel, your thoughts and feelings about the episode that you saw. Send us any tea so we can go over that with our dumpster diving segment. That is where we basically talk about what's going on in the reality TV world. So definitely let us know. Other than that, I am ready to get into it. Do you have any dumpster diving today?
I do not.
I don't think I do either, actually, as weird as that is.
I have something.
Okay.
That I guess is not a react. It's more of a dumpster diving, but it's from Twitter.
Okay.
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa.
There were some keen observers of the rose ceremony, who were saying, and there is video proof, that basically, so what we saw in the show was he called
Daisy
and then Kelsey.
Yeah.
But when he calls someone's name, basically, he actually called Kelsey first.
Ooh.
So they're trying to make it seem like...
Interessante.
Yeah. When he calls Daisy's name. Right. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Basically, when he called Daisy's name, it was actually second. Like, he called Daisy second.
Yes.
I think I saw something about that, too, somewhere.
I guess, yeah, when he called Kelsey's name, there was still another rose on the table.
Interessante.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like is, like, a giveaway that... It's funny because I thought they just would, like, why wouldn't they just tell him what order he has to, unless he's being really stubborn about, like, no, I don't want to do it in the order that you guys want.
Yeah, because maybe they're, like, keep picking Daisy because, okay, so then I'm thinking at this point, like, maybe, of course, like, because we're thinking that he has a better connection with Kelsey.
Yeah.
But he keeps picking Daisy, so maybe when he doesn't pick Daisy, everyone's going to be like, what? And then that's going to be potentially giving her a bachelorette edit.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they're trying to make it less obvious that it's Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting that they're doing it in editing and not just telling him the order to call the roses.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm trying to find... Because I did see something like that in passing. Ugh. But I wish I could see that a little bit more in detail. Anyways, that's a good tea right there.
Yeah, just thought that was interesting.
Oh, here it is. It's on Claire and Emma Pod. So, for example, right here, they're showing the scene. But when Joey picks up the last rose to call Kelsey's name, there is a split second where there is a rose being shown on the table.
Yeah.
Trying to make us think that Daisy's first pick. That's interessante. Oh, they said that this happened at Hometowns, too. They edited Daisy to get the first rose, but it was also Kelsey.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know, because I was like, bruh, like, Daisy got the first rose again.
Well, Daisy has to be feeling, like, okay, well, if the prediction that Daisy is the runner-up, but she doesn't come to the final thing, is right. I could see her, like, 2 weeks in a row, the final 2 weeks, you get, you like, the same girl gets picked first. If Kelsey keeps getting the first rose, I can see Daisy, like, really having doubts and being like, yeah, it's probably not me. mm-hmm. And then that maybe that's why she doesn't show up.
Yeah. Ooh. That's interesting. So interesting. Mm-hmm. I know, because now with, like, the sneak peek at the end, it's kind of like, I feel like maybe he proposes to somebody and they say no. Mm. That's how, because they even show him, like, leaving in a car. That's the thing.
Yeah, they did add some details. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Why is he sad in a car? And then Jesse had that whole thing about, oh, yeah, we'll get into it, but. Like, oh, he had to leave because it's so
emotional,
right? Traumatic for him.
Traumatic.
Yeah.
PTSD. Joey's like, oh my God, dramatic. Okay, well, that's some good tea right there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. However, stay tuned because I am going to be listening to the Bio Files with Chelsea and Jimmy.
Nice.
And then I think she was also in another episode or another podcast I kind of want to listen to as well for some more tea. Like we talked about yesterday as well. So we can chat about that next time. Other than that, do you got your mark?
Got my mark.
All right, let's get going. Okay, so we go ahead and we get a sneak peek of, like, golden ladies coming in and sitting down. I think it's weird they kind of had them in two different spots. Like, Sandra and Leslie were in one spot, and then Susan and Kathy were in another spot.
Yeah, it was weird.
I wonder if they don't like each other.
I
think it's just whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hard. I don't know. I was going to say, like, to get them all in the same shot or something. I don't know.
Because at least they would have them, like, one row ahead of the other.
Right, in, like, a square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think.
But we also see, this was annoying. I didn't care for the shirtless videos of Joey.
There's so many.
Don't get me wrong. I love my mans, okay? But, like, that was so cringy. Like, they didn't have to do him like that.
They're like, he's just backstage. What is he playing?
It's so stupid, yeah.
Everyone's like, ooh, okay, weird.
I don't know. No one needed that. That he could have literally been doing the same thing, but just with a shirt on, and I would have been so happy. I'm like, oh, yeah. They also, I was thinking, like, do they have the golden ladies stay there the whole entire time during, like, this filming? Like, how exhausting would that be?
Can you imagine?
We were there forever. Like, literally, we were there from, like, 8 a.m. Didn't leave till midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. That seems like past their bedtime.
Yeah.
They probably I don't think so. Because I feel like I heard, I might have made this up, but I feel like I've heard that, for example, I don't know why I'm thinking of Rachel and Gabby specifically. Like, one time they made an appearance at one of these, and, like, they weren't there the whole time. They, like, yeah, disappeared. Ours. Oh, yeah.
They were there, and then they left early.
Yeah, so probably not.
I know. That's what I'm thinking, too, possibly.
Yeah.
But also, maybe it could have been just, like, way shorter than ours. So.
Yeah. I did feel like there was a lot of, like, flashback in this.
So many flashbacks, not necessary.
Yeah, so maybe it wasn't that much.
And I probably feel like there was heavy editing, too. Like, they probably cut out, like, a lot of conversations. First of all, they didn't give Kelsey T a hot seat. She was, like, one of the final, like, four people.
Yeah, she was
final Jen four. Got a hot seat, which I'm totally... I love Jen. Don't get me wrong. She's my girl. I love her. I'm glad she got a hot seat.
Yeah.
But Kelsey T, like, still, like, outranked her as far as, like, finalists went and everything. And she didn't even get a hot seat, which sucked.
That was funny. They chose Jen over Kelsey.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe they did give her a hot seat and they just didn't put it in there, which maybe. I thought was an idea. However, when Joey asked her at the end, like, how it went with her family and stuff like that, I felt like... because he asked her that and we didn't really know as an audience about it yet, that she possibly, like, wasn't given a hot seat at all.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah. 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 Either not, or they did, and then later they were like, actually, we're going to have to cut that. Joey, ask her about her family.
Yeah, everybody asked surprise.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a funny observation. I mean, I think maybe they're lining things up for Bachelorette because they... felt like they left things open for Lexi or Jen or Maria, but not really. to be Bachelorette, and maybe they just don't want Kelsey for that, and so they are trying to use the hot seats for people they want to be Bachelorette. I'm not sure.
True. Yeah, probably. I mean, I would have also liked, like you mentioned, like I like Jen as Bachelor, but Bachelorette, but I don't think she's gonna get it.
Yeah.
So going from there,
oh wait, we learned that Kathy and Susan have a Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Version podcast.
I'm kind of interested to see how that's gonna go.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I hope it's really good.
Yeah.
I wonder, I feel like they're just gonna be too nice on there.
I don't know.
Kathy might be spicy.
Yeah, I feel like they will be, I feel like the normal happy hour, I mean, normal happy hour is not by Outfowls. Like, they're pretty nice, like, to their guests in general. Like, too nice, I feel like. I feel like for a Bachelor podcast, they might be a little more real.
Regular happy hour, sorry, but regular happy hour is trash. Like, that's with Joe and Serena.
Yeah.
And Serena's just annoyed half the time with Joe because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's probably one of the guys that literally, like, watches the episode and, like, the last five minutes of the episode is like, oh, yep, I got it.
Got it. I understand what happened this week. Yeah. Okay.
We go into, watch parties.
Yeah.
No big deal. Whatever. Mm. Then we also go finally into the tell-all. The ladies are coming in and they introduce everybody and people are going cray cray for Maria. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah.
She's like waving to her fans and everything. I love it for her though.
Yeah.
So cool.
She's got such a fan base.
Yeah. We go over a recap with the season. A lot of drama just surrounding like the whole Maria drama too. And then we talk about like how Leia threw the card into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, like, they were asked as a group, like, who would have, like, kept the card. A majority, like, was like, yeah, we would keep the card.
Yeah.
Some of them were saying, like, we probably wouldn't have, like, kept it to use it, but we would still have kept it, like, to have in our back pocket, like, just in case, in a sense.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of people were actually throwing Leia under the bus because they're basically saying, like, it was, like, a good idea, but the way you did it was, like, so performance-based, and you're saying, like, you're a girl's girl and everything like that. Like, it was just, like, too much, and that's what we didn't like about it.
That was funny because I didn't get the sense at all that they didn't like that at the time.
Yeah.
But seems like they all hated that.
Yeah. I know. That was hilarious. That was some good insight. I was like, ooh, okay.
Oh, okay. What are you guys mad about? Oh, okay.
Yeah. and then they went into, like, when... Basically, the whole drama when Leia was calling out Medina for being nice to both
Maria and Sydney.
Mm-hmm. And she was still kind of standing by with what she said, which was kind of weird, I thought.
Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry that you felt that way.
I know.
I thought, first of all, I think Medina, like, came out the best of anyone of this whole night. Even Maria, I think she went a little too far. I don't know if this helped her image. I don't know. Some people on the internet are, like, really behind her. I felt like she was interrupting a lot and stuff like that.
She was.
But I thought Medina, in particular, just, like, did a really good job.
Yeah, she seemed very, very mature. Mm-hmm. And she let people talk. And then she counterattacked, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated her. And even, like, during the whole thing when she was trying to talk. And then freaking so-and-so, I forgot who she was, but, like, was interrupting Medina. Medina's like, can I finish my sentence? Can I, like, finish talking? And the girl said no. And Medina's like, okay. Like, bitch, what the fuck?
No.
Like, girl, who are you, first of all? Like, back off. Like, you can't just, like, interrupt and, like, when it's, like, literally her timeline and stuff like that. Let her finish saying what she's saying.
Yeah.
And so, kind of, I guess, jumping a little bit ahead, like, that's what kind of bothered me with Maria, too. Which I totally get, because they're, like, saying all this, quote-unquote, inaccurate information and stuff, apparently. And so she's getting upset with it. And, of course, she wants to defend herself at that point. But for her to let her to look, like, even better, she should just, like, listen to the whole spiel, kept those little points in her mind, and then, bam, like, okay, you said this, and this is what I say about that. You said that, and I can say about this. And da-da-da, like, kind of going back to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it's just, like, her character of what she was doing. But, like, if she just, like, counteracted differently, it would have made her look even better.
Yeah. And the thing with, like, that situation, well, I don't know if we're getting ahead, but, like, with Jen, no, yeah. Jess was, like, kind of agreeing with her, like, basically, aside from the part where she was like, you said these things, which obviously Maria didn't agree with, like, I feel like Jess was trying to say, like, and also, like, I had animosity towards you, and so my, like, reactions, like, she's, because the original question was, like, why were you upset when Maria did the same thing that, like, Jess did earlier with the steel, and her explanation was basically, like, yeah, I already had animosity towards you, and so I was, like, biased, mm-hmm. and so I was, like, lashing out because I, like, it was personal.
Yeah.
Which I feel like helps Maria's argument, like.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's good that we're talking about this, too, because I honestly didn't even catch that, to be honest, because of all the interruptions Maria was making in the first place.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, felt like I got nothing out of the argument, and so I was, like, okay.
Yeah.
I was just so confused with everything. So now, like, now that you're saying, like, that's, like, what happened, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what happened. Because, again, like, Jess would try and say something, and then Maria would interrupt. And then Jess would try and say something again, and Maria would interrupt. Like, it would just happen so often. I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about again? Like, I really didn't know.
Yeah, she's like, it's all lies. And we're like, I don't even, we haven't heard anyone say anything. You haven't let us hear anyone say the lies.
Exactly.
Ugh. It's better to let, I mean, to let people hear what they're saying than to just say, like, don't listen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We also find out that it was Lauren who was actually the one that said shut the fuck up to Leia.
I love that.
Which is hilarious. Now, right before this, I thought Jesse was going to roll some tapes. Like, I thought...
Yeah, where are the tapes?
Yeah, because he was saying, he asked Maria, it's like, so you weren't the one that said shut the fuck up to Leia. And Maria's like, no, I didn't. And then Jesse was like, so you're sure about that or whatever? And then I thought he was going to roll, like, okay, let's roll the tapes back or something, which would have been interesting.
Yeah, that would have been...
That would have been really interesting. But that's what the feeling was for me, like, I thought was going to happen. And then that's when Lauren was like, oh, no, it was actually me who said it.
Do you think it was?
Honestly, probably.
And also, does Maria know... Like, was she protecting her this whole time? Or, like, she's like, oh, I didn't even realize that was said.
She probably didn't even realize it was said.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. That was hilarious, though.
I love that.
We also cut to break Leia and Jess backstage. Like, it was just getting so heated at that time. And so they went backstage, and they're just, like, ugh, like, you know, very, like, overwhelmed emotionally and everything. Jess is, like, telling Leia, we know that's not what happened. So, I mean, they seemed very strongly to feel like something else did happen, and... You know, Maria and some other people thought another thing happened.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, that one thing, like, you were talking about earlier, like, even for Love is Blind, how, like, they both think it like, it, the same thing did happen, and they understand it happened that way, but they're both saying it differently. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's kind of wacky.
Yeah.
I just want the truth.
I believe that they all think that they experience. I don't believe anyone thinks that they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like...
That's the problem.
If only this were a TV show where everything was recorded.
Exactly. I know.
But then there'd be no drama.
Maria covers her butt by hugging Leia when she comes back from the break.
Yeah, this is interesting. I saw someone on Twitter, because that happens, and then they do this weird, like, breaking the fourth wall where they're like, okay, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, they're going to start rolling,
mm-hmm.
and people start clapping, which was a bit eerie, to be honest. I was like,
flashback.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But people were like, oh, she did that when she didn't even think the cameras were rolling.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But also, what she says to her is, like, she says, oh, we're going to make up. I just want you to know that. It's okay. Mm. We're going to make up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. Is she mean, like, literally, like, it's okay, later, we're going to do an apology during my hot seat?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe.
Or she just was like...
Like, don't worry about it. We will eventually. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah, that's really... Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Of course, producers, like, they're purposely putting this in the edit for some reason. I do think that this was, of course, before they were, like, quote-unquote rolling as well. And she didn't think it was going to be shown, but she's just doing it for, like, audience sake, probably. And maybe because she is a good person, like, she actually feels bad about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then they do start, like, rolling it right afterwards, which is... Interesting.
Interesting choice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, so then we kind of go into a little bit in the Sydney direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Edwina steps in, which I love this part. Am I skipping anything?
Yeah. A lot of, like, I don't know if they always do this. It's, like, the main characters are in the first row, and then the, like, side characters, or, like, the less screen time people are in the back. And then, like, the people in the back keep trying to, like, jump into the conversation.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Medina started talking about, like, her experience and why she was kind of, like, stuck in the middle of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's Star who jumps in and is, like, basically, like, Medina, like, you should have stopped it. And she's, like, why? I'm not responsible for these people.
Exactly, which is true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then they kind of keep talking about... But I got confused here, too, because Medina's, like... Medina says she heard Sydney say she felt bullied. And then Sydney goes, yes, when I heard Medina say she felt bullied. Like, who's being bullied?
I know. Clarify this.
Yeah. But yeah, and then Edwina jumps in and says, basically, Sydney just didn't like Maria from the start and was kind of looking to pick a fight. Love that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, Edwina was just very strongly, like, feeling that because she's definitely Maria's girl, basically. And then somebody else was arguing with Edwina. I don't know who it was. Was it Jess? I think Jess might have been. And Edwina got mad about that because she's like, no, I was there in the house and I saw the whole thing. Y'all can't tell me, like, that I didn't see what I saw, basically.
Yeah, it's so funny how she argues it because Jess, I think Jess is like, well, what, like, that's just your assumption. That's just your read on Sydney that she didn't like her. Like, why do you say that? Mm-hmm. Which is, like, a valid question. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just bring to the arguments, like, oh, I felt like she didn't like her. Mm-hmm. But then Edwina just manages to be like, don't tell me my experience.
I know. Like,
and we're like, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, let's see. This is when Sydney makes that famous line about how they had two different communications. Mm. And Maria is saying, like, yeah, I tell the truth and you tell lies, basically. which was hilarious. It was really funny. I wish they got more into it, though, but we didn't.
Yeah. I want to know how long that fight actually went on.
Exactly. Like, how was there a resolution? Like, I didn't feel like there was much into it. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like teasing the topic, and then they just brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring it back. We kind of talked about this a little bit with Jess and Maria.
Yeah.
And Jess, in this whole entire thing, was just basically saying how she felt like she was being shut down by Maria the whole time, which Maria is kind of like proving the point.
Yeah. I didn't understand this. Just, like, yeah, let her talk, I guess.
Exactly. Again, this was, like, the conversation. I'm like, what just happened?
I think that Jess is, like, I don't think that Jess is as mean-spirited as Sydney. I genuinely think she's just kind of, like, naive and insecure, and, like, those are the friends that she ended up with, and now she's kind of just, like, confused. I feel kind of bad for her.
Mm.
I don't think that
she's one of the younger ones, too.
Yeah. I think she had, like, an emotional moment, and now she's on this side against Maria, but, like, you know, versus, like, Sydney feels a little more targeted.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that, too. And especially, well, after Sydney left, I think that's when Jess was kind of like, you know, I'm going to fight for Sydney till I die myself or something.
Yeah. Yeah. even when, I wrote down, even when, like, she stops interrupting her for a little bit, then she starts talking again. She's, like, raising her hand. Maria's raising her hand.
Yeah. It was, like, again, I would have been, like, let her talk because, again, at least, like, you know what to argue about.
Yeah. Well, because even Edwina jumps in and she's, like, I think Edwina starts interrupting and she's, like, if it was anyone else, would you have had a problem? And Jess is, like, no, that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
I already had animosity towards Maria.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then Medina tries to say, oh, Maria could work on her delivery.
Yeah.
Which
I agree with.
Yeah.
And some people were saying no to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was true because, like, I think, like, some ways, like, I don't think Maria was meaning anything, like, harshly. But I think her delivery, just because she's a little bit more direct than other people would be, that's just, like, her delivery that could be better in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people are telling you, like, something that you did that supposedly, like, hurt them or offended them, you can't just be like, stop talking, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. There's still some things for improvement, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We then go ahead and take Lexi into a hot seat. I feel like, honestly, she would be the next bachelorette if it weren't for, like, Daisy and Maria, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if she lasted there longer. Because looks-wise, I feel like she's, like, the typical, stereotypical, like, bachelorette.
Yeah. I could still see it for, like, I don't know. I think if they did that, people wouldn't be, like, mad, or it wouldn't be, like, crazy.
Yeah. I think, if anything, she'll be great on Paradise. Now, my whole thing, again, so she basically
left. I wonder if she wants to go on Paradise, though.
That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah.
Because, like, she left, right?
For time.
For time, which is contradicting herself, because, again, I feel like this process itself is realistically faster if she were to win. You know what I mean? It would have been faster than her finding somebody to date. Because, like, right here, Joey's saying, like, yeah, I'll have kids. Like, I'm totally down to have kids. But, obviously, we should, like, quote-unquote date during our engagement. So, like, maybe a year of engagement and then a year of being married and then try for kids. Mm-hmm. But then he said, like, I am open to trying sooner, possibly, as well, if it's with the right person. And so she's taking that, like, oh, that's too long. But, like, at the same time, how do you think it's going to work in the real world? That's what I'm confused about. Like, you still have to actually, like, find somebody now where the sky is right here for you.
Yeah.
And then once you actually find that person, yeah, they might also want to, like, have kids in the future, too. But, like, unless there's somebody who's like, let's have them right now, like, you still need to date them and know who they are and everything as well. And, you know, then get engaged. And then, unless you don't care of the engagement, marriage or whatever. But
yeah,
I think it's kind of, like, backfiring. Maybe she just didn't like Joey as much as we thought she did. Because that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense why you wouldn't just wait it out a couple weeks and see, like, if he changed his mind on the timeline, if you were, like, number one. Yeah.
Exactly. Because that's so easy to, like, what's a couple of weeks going to do? It's like, maybe you would find the love of your life within that couple of weeks, but it's very, like, slim possibility.
Yeah. I agree. I think you're right. Maybe she just wasn't that into him.
Yeah, which sucks, because I thought she was really cool.
Yeah.
Basically, we just get a breakdown of her endometriosis journey and how she connected with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That's basically it.
That's basically it. Yeah. Susan has respect for her.
It's good. We get a hot seat for Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting because in the Instagram for Bachelor, they posted a reel with Jen being in the hot seat. And it was her saying how she was really sad that he didn't take the time to, like, walk her out and give her, like, a proper goodbye.
Oh.
Because when he didn't give her the rose, you know, she just left kind of, like, normal. But, like, for me, I would have felt like their connection was pretty deep, that he would have given the courtesy to, like, walk her out, to, like, give her a special goodbye, to be honest.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. And so, that's what was aired, or that was shown, like, in a reel. But in here, they didn't even air that.
It was very pro-Joey.
Yeah, but, I mean, it still would have been, like, I don't know. I kind of felt sad about that.
Yeah, that does suck.
Anyways, they also talk about her family differences and how she's been connecting as well with, like, a lot of family members. She's sad that they didn't work out because all their goals were aligned with what they wanted. All that fun stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her family. They went, like, pretty deep on her family stuff questions, and I couldn't remember at all what her story was there.
Yeah, I think it was just basically how, I don't know either. I just know that they got divorced, and then, I don't know. Long story short, I wanted more Joey content versus, like, family content in her
situation. Yeah, we, like, went into a lot of the backstories.
Yeah. Which, again, it's not really giving us much tea.
Mm-hmm. Next is Maria. Mm-hmm. She talks about how she was falling for him as early as Montreal. She jokes that her dad has a hit out on Joey.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then we get back into some Sydney drama. She's like, doesn't know why Sydney doesn't like her. Then they have this makeup moment where Sydney says she knows she was annoying and cringy, but she still stands by that, like, Maria said those things. And then Maria kind of takes the opportunity to defend Sydney and Leia from all the online hate that they're getting. And she's saying it crosses the line. Then Leia apologizes and says that she wishes she had gotten to know Maria better. And then they all hug and hold hands.
Yeah.
Like, okay, convenient.
Yeah. Again, it was kind of like, okay, no fight.
Yeah. Like, half an hour ago, you were screaming at each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like in general, like, the Woman Tell All is a little bit more spicier when, I mean, hey, long story short, I'm glad they're all, you know, making up. That's a very mature thing. But, like, also, I wanted more drama.
Yeah. It all got resolved. So that was no fun.
No fun.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get more drama with, like, the finale when they bring back the runner-up. I don't know, though, because I think it's going to be Daisy, and I don't think that she really likes him that much, so it's not going to be, like, Faith or Leslie.
I know.
With the tears.
Exactly. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that was short and sweet, I suppose, for Maria's hot seat. Nothing really crazy again, either.
Yeah.
From there, we finally go into, like, the show part now.
Yeah.
So we go back to the overnight dates. So we're kind of flashing back to Kelsey's notes that she left for Joey. And honestly, when we left off, I had the impression that she was going to be kind of telling Joey, like, a little bit more, like, how much she's been struggling. And maybe even sharing a little bit more of, like, how deeply she was feeling for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of give him almost, like, at least saying, like, I am here for you. I love you so much. I want you to know that. And, like, honestly, this is so hard for me. I really need you to pick me because I'm scared. You know, just, like, a little bit more in depth
asking than what she did say. More. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when she talked to him, he's, like, freaking the fuck out, first
His
of all.
Face. He's like staring at her.
Like, he's doing, like, shallow
Not breathing. Blinking, yeah.
Not blinking. Eyes are drying now.
Yeah. She's like, are you okay?
What do you mean, okay? No, it was so bad. He was, like, freaking out. And so she finally, like, just basically tells him that, like, they made a promise that they want to be honest with each other. And it's just really hard for her right now because she's sad that she's, like, away from him and misses him.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he's like, ugh. He, like, collapses in, like, relief kind of thing. And he's like, fuck, Kelsey. Like, literally, I told you already what my fear is.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I didn't expect this reaction.
Yeah. Like, bitch.
At this point, they're gaslighting Joey because then he's in his ITM being like, what's wrong with me that I read so far into this note that I was thinking these horrible things? It's like, no, dude, the note said we need to talk.
Yeah.
You're not crazy. Like,
that's definitely, like, yeah. Honestly, all she had to do is just put, like, a little heart that says, heart, Kelsey. Like, yeah. To sign off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not as serious. So it's like, oh, okay, like, it sounds like it's a more positive thing than negative thing.
Yeah.
God. It was so anticlimactic. I was very upset with that, to be honest.
I know. You're right. I was also expecting even, like, even just a little more, like, drama from her. Like, this is really hard. Like, I don't know if I can make it. Like, I just want to be with you, blah, blah. But she's like, I just need you to know that it's hard.
I know. That was so dumb. I think, yeah, if she really wanted to sell it, she should have done it that way. Because it would have been better for him to be like, okay, like, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth this heartache that I just suffered, like, this heart attack.
yeah she does seem to feel bad about it. It's surprising that she didn't see that this was, like, gonna be an issue.
I know. She should have, and I felt like she should have also been like, I am so sorry, like, gave him a hug, like, comfort him a little bit more, like, you know, just being more, giving more affirmations, like, I would never leave you, you're amazing, like, you know, comfort him a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
poor man. Yeah. After that, we do get the rose ceremony from the last week, which, so I forgot that was going to happen. They all come out. I really like Kelsey's dress. Awesome. Mm-hmm. CB. And as we mentioned, it looks like Daisy gets the first rose, but it seems like Kelsey actually gets the first rose. And I was surprised to see that that's how it actually was, because at this moment I was like, wow, Kelsey is so thrown by this. She looks like she's going to cry.
Yeah.
So I guess she was just looking like that in general.
Yeah.
I thought it was because Daisy got the first rose.
Right. Right.
yep. And then he obviously gives the next rose to Daisy. And so Rachel is going home. Basically, he wasn't able to get there, but she did everything right. They are, like, best friend vibes.
Yeah.
So much. Like, they seem like they really are, like, good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But just the spark is not there.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Rachel in the hot seat. She's crying. She's got sad and happy tears. And she's proud of herself for pulling her walls down. Susan is also proud of her. They bring Joey out. And, yeah, I mean, this wasn't, like, coming off of, like, Golden with Faith and Leslie, who are, like, still so in love with Gary. And they're just, like, bawling. Like,
yeah.
I felt like Rachel didn't seem like, oh, my gosh, I'm not over this guy. She seemed very emotional.
She seemed emotional, but she seemed, like, okay. Yeah, I agree. And I think I'm just really happy for her, too, in general, because, like, again, she's not, like, heartbroken still, but more so she's, like, okay with the whole situation. And she's also, like, happy that she was able to, like, push herself and be able to fall in love again and, you know, be more open and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Even though for us, we kind of felt like she was still kind of pretty closed off. But, like, for her, if she feels like she's opening up, then, hey, like, that's awesome. That's, like, a big step for yourself. You go, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's already there. So, next relationship, she'll be much more open. Yeah, it seems like she grew a lot from it. Then Jesse asks her, like, how life has been since she got home. And she starts talking about all this, like, crazy social media hate that she's getting.
Yeah.
Since, I guess, since hometowns.
Yeah. Yes, because remember, people started getting mad at her for her little comments. Mm. Remember when Maria pulled him to the side?
Yeah.
She was like, what the fuck was that for, kind of thing?
Yeah.
So people are pissed off of that. Mm. And, which is like, so what? Like, I would feel like that too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she was always pulling stunts.
Like, yeah, she was always pulling stunts. Also, that's when she was, like, upset, like, the time before when Joey pulled her to the side. And she was pissed off because there was no rose ceremony. She's like, oh, so I thought we didn't have time for a rose ceremony. What the fuck?
So it's, like, the second time Maria just gets to talk to him before.
Yeah, and just because she can voice it, like, doesn't mean, like, that's she's a bad person or anything. She's just frustrated.
Yeah.
It's a high stress. It's, like, very stressful situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was... But it was so, so sad to hear about, like, what was happening.
Yeah.
She was being called these horrible racist names.
Yeah.
By these stupid people.
I thought, I mean, it was, like, good that they left it in, I thought. Like,
oh, 100%.
Some of the details, because it was just, like, really sad.
Yeah. And it was also sad because, like, her family, like, they had such a good time. Yeah. She was, like, saying, like, they had such a good time, like, with the hometown date. They loved watching the hometown date, too. But then, like, everybody's, like, ruining it, basically.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Poor Rachel. She's such a sweetheart, too.
Yeah.
She just seems, like, really so genuine, even when she's talking about this. It's, like, I think she's a good person to talk about this.
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised Maria didn't go up and hug her.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. Okay. Joey, thanks for sharing. Jesse... This is giving me Nick and Vanessa vibes again of, like, the parents are mad at us. This was a better reason. Yeah. Jesse says we need to uplift people, not hate on social media. I think it's nice that they said that to the audience.
Because yeah.
Those are literally the people... People watching are the same people doing this, which yeah. is crazy.
And it's the thing is, too, is, like... Honestly, like, I've been watching Bachelor a little bit longer than you have, but they've honestly done this stunt multiple times.
Mm.
And nothing has changed, which is so sad.
Yeah.
Like, they've had this when Rachel Lindsay was Bachelorette. They had to talk about it when she was basically Bachelorette as well. And then they also talked about it, like, probably two or three other times.
Yeah.
When Matt James was Bachelor.
Mm.
And then even some other Bachelor... It's usually, of course, it's always when it's a Bachelor season and there's a lot... It's the ladies that are the contestants, not vice versa.
Mm.
For some reason, the ladies get more hate than the men.
Yeah.
And, or that's, at least it's talked more about it. And there's a couple other times where Rachel Lindsay, at that time when she was still involved with Bachelor, she would come onto stage and basically, like, they would have a little session about it. Like, this isn't right, you guys, and, you know, stuff like that. And then the whole Rachel Kirkconnell thing
yeah.
with Matt James as well. Talked about race. Like, it happens so often.
Yeah.
And it just sucks because, like, nothing has freaking changed with these stupid people.
Yeah.
Don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to change. I mean, that's social media.
It's their mindset.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, the Bachelor fan base can be this mecca of social media where, like, all those fans, like, don't, you know, not to be a pessimist, but, yeah. like, it's not a Bachelor-specific problem. It's bad in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I wish there was a way that there would be, like, a punishment in a sense. Like, if you send hate mail, we'll find you and you're blocked and can't watch the show ever again.
We'll use AI to send you really mean hate mail back. Really specific, horrible things, so you know how it feels.
But I'm glad that, yeah, I agree. I'm glad they took this time to, like, talk about that. Hopefully it'll make a difference. Don't really know.
Yeah. And I do feel bad that, like, that people have to keep being put in that position. Like, that Rachel had to use her hot seat time to talk about that.
That's yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, after that we move on. Sydney mentions real quick here about, like, the social media hate that Joey reached out to her to make sure that she was okay mm-hmm. after the show, which is sweet. And then they, they just kind of do this, like, Joey asking questions to the ladies audience.
Yeah.
This is where he asks about Kelsey T's family, and she says they're getting along better, her and her dad are talking.
Yeah.
We go into some unseen footage, not bloopers yet. Some impressions by Daisy. Daisy's got good impressions.
Yeah.
She does Kelsey T and Jen.
Yeah.
And then Rachel does Joey's little wiggle when he picks up a rose. I like that they cut in the footage, actual scene, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. Joey eating macaroons by the dozen. And then they do this weird edit where Joey's talking about Jesse, but, like, his mouth is dubbed over, or, like, replaced.
Yeah, exactly. That was really funny, too, yeah. I thought.
It was cute. I like the Joey-Jesse, like, side
They have, like, a saga. Bromance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's, like, a side story.
Agreed.
And then they do actual bloopers. Some good stuff in here. Maria's battery being stuck in her ass. I don't know. What do we have? Joey trying to say Minneapolis, Lauren taking photos of herself, then, like, the falling and the farting and the burping, the usual.
The usual.
And then Joey has to leave because some traumatic shit is about to be on our screens.
Yeah. That was pretty funny, I have to admit. Like, yeah. They'd never do that to anybody. It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to make it, like, this has never happened before. And I'm sure it hasn't, so I'm kind of excited to see what it's going to be. I'm better not fuck it up is all I gotta say.
I am puzzled. Like you said, him being in the car crying alone, we didn't see before.
Yeah, I know. That's what got me really skeptical. Because before I was like, so what? He could have, like, just said bye to his, like, second place person. Now he's really sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, the fact that he went into the car by himself is interessante.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. And now I wonder if there's going to be, because for the past couple seasons, there's kind of sort of been, like, after taping footage.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, what if, like, you know, he got rejected or whatever, and then he goes out and reaches back out to that person or something, or...
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this finale.
Yeah. Okay, so they do the promo. Daisy is saying that she does love him, but she felt like something was off, and then Kelsey's crying. Then they show Kelsey in a white dress and Daisy in a red dress.
Yeah.
They do this every season now. And it's like...
That somebody's in
it's
white.
It's always a giveaway.
Yeah.
They never even, like, mix it up. I'm like, don't, like, I don't know, Photoshop the dresses or something. Like,
right?
It just seems like... I don't know. I don't
like
know.
Like, Kelsey's just going to be the winner, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm just so curious because if he picks Daisy, like, obviously, I suppose Daisy's like, well, we're also seeing that Daisy is kind of sort of having some, like, doubts in her mind.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, how she's not sure, like, she shouldn't be feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's having some doubts and stuff. So that's kind of interesting, but not surprising.
I feel like Daisy would say no, but I don't think that he's gonna propose to Daisy.
So, like, how did Kelsey say no? That's my thing.
I'm yeah,
like, there's no way.
I don't know.
I know. I'm so confused.
We're stumped.
Mm.
They did a good job.
Yeah. Send us your thoughts.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any trash react?
I do have a trash react.
Okay.
Trash Reacts.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Show me yours first.
Please share. Trash Reacts is where we share some fun reactions and things we found on Twitter usually throughout the week. I have one. Do you remember when we talked about, is it Stephen A. Smith or Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know, but I don't know who you're talking about, the sports commentator.
Yeah, we talked about him in Golden because he was...
Hitting on Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
And now I just love him. I like the way he talks. I think it's so funny.
Nice.
So this tweet is from @anakinologist. And it says Lauren revealing that she was the one to tell Leah to shut the fuck up. And it's him.
That's right, I said it. That's right, I said it. That's right, I said it. That's right, I said
it. Shameless.
Love that. Yeah. Right here, my... Oh my god, sorry. My trash react is... It's two of them. This is, first it says, Kelsey, and then I wrote that note because I want to tell you that I miss you. And Joey, and it's a picture of that weird meme of Mike Wazowski with Sully's face on there. You're like, what?
Oh, is it Sully's face?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I never knew why that was weird.
That was great. He's like, what the fuck?
That was, yeah, he's all eyes.
And then right here, says Joey backstage hearing the audience screaming louder for Maria than they did for him. And it's a picture of Patrick Starr with a sweater, and the sweater says, Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
He's like, am I Team Maria?
Am I Team Maria?
Am I safe?
Oh my god. Anyways.
That's scary. I like it.
It was it was okay. I wanted more. Mm-hmm. I wanted like a little bit more like drama and stuff. I felt like we could have done maybe without so many hot seats, or we could have done different topics with the hot seats too. Again, if they did a little bit more like fighting when Mario's in the hot seat, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
I just want the drama. I like the chaos, you guys.
Yeah, I think what we've learned from Love is Blind is like we want to learn new things from the reunion.
Yeah.
So I know Bachelor's like very strict with the edit or whatever. Okay, just keep some things that you know you're going to say. They're still going to be part of the edit, but like just save them for the reunion.
Yeah.
Like I want to feel like I learned something new.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if it was planned.
Yeah. Like for example, I mean, the only tidbit that we kind of got, like Maria did say, she was like, I came in here thinking that you and I were cool, Jess, but I guess we're not. Mm-hmm. Which was interesting.
Yeah.
And then just like, no, we are good, but I'm just saying like what happened.
I thought that was kind of, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
She's like, I felt like Jess was trying to be nice. She's mm-hmm. trying. And Maria's like, I guess we're not friends. Yeah. Jess is like, what?
Yeah, just explain what happened.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, even though I was blind, I kind of felt like, even though we didn't get everything that we wanted, Chelsea and Jimmy, mm-hmm. We still got really good tidbits with the other couples in a sense. Clay and AD with how she like she was dating Matthew for a little bit, like little things like that.
Even just like, oh, like the fact that Jeremy kept throwing Jimmy under the bus and saying he was a villain. Like just little things like that. I'm like, that's great.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We need more of that. But I feel like it was... Oh, a filler. That's a good way to say it. Like, this was a filler episode for sure.
There was a lot of flashback.
Yeah. Not here for it.
Yeah. But I was happy to see Maria on the screen again. I miss seeing her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely good.
Breath of fresh air.
I'm excited to see the finale, which is next week.
Yeah.
Also, guys, if you have any shows that are coming up that you want us to recap, let us know. We are done with Love is Blind, and we will soon be finished with Bachelor, so we are looking for some new shows as well. So just let us know what you think, and we'll be getting on that as well. But other than that, it was a good episode. Can't wait for next week.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.